This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. Still exploring the Orange County coast, the next city south of Newport Beach is Laguna Beach, once a low-key artist's enclave. Known today for high-rent real estate and a highly unusual ode to the arts, the annual Pageant of the Masters. This odd, oddly compelling presentation of tableau vivant, or living pictures, allows life to imitate art imitating life. Kind of like Laguna Beach, which goes its own way, period. The high school football team, for example, was known until 2002 as the Laguna Beach Artists, not near enough to strike fear into the hearts of opponents. The artists are now the Laguna Beach Breakers, which at least honors the subject matter of much local art. In the 1920s, half the population of Laguna Beach were artists, drawn by the area's undisturbed beauty. Soon one of the West's most important arts communities, Laguna Beach became a center for California Impressionism. Scores of American artists arrived to paint in the open air, on plein air, like the French Impressionists and Hudson River School. The legacy of local plein air artists, including William Wendt, Joseph Klatch, William Griffith, and Frank Kuprine, has been lasting. Thus, the Laguna Beach Art Museum, which still collects California art and only California art, including an impressive collection of Impressionists. By the 1930s, big screen stars, fleeing celebrity, the likes of Charlie Chaplin and Betty Davis, joined a galaxy of lesser-known artists to populate tiny Laguna Beach, close enough to L.A. for convenience, yet far from prying eyes. Come see how creatively Laguna Beach carries its history forward, starting with the annual Pageant of the Masters and simultaneous Festival of the Arts, both held in July and August. The festival's arts and crafts are fine, be they handmade musical instruments, sculpture, or scrimshaw. And all local, meaning made by artists and craftspeople living along the OC coast. There's even a junior art division, and since the 1960s, an alternative, the Sawdust Festival of Artists and Makers, featuring the work of Laguna Beach residents only. Don't miss the pageant. It's unlike anything you'll see anywhere else on Earth, a living, breathing tribute to the art world's old masters since the 1930s. The pageant's living pictures are large-scale sleight-of-hand or trompe-l'oeil, literally fooling the eye. Whether the oversized artwork is Da Vinci's The Last Supper or Monet's Women in the Garden, on cue, costume participants sneak onto the shadowy stage and freeze into the background freeze. The house lights go dark, stage lights flick on, and the audience gasps because there, 50 times larger than life, is an uncanny version of the real thing. It's not all high art. In any given year, the all-volunteer pageanteers may pose as sculptures, California orange crate labels, hair combs, even postage stamps. All for a good cause. Pageant proceeds support art scholarships for local high school students and grants for arts nonprofits. Until next time, when we visit the Swallows of Capistrano, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road.
Support comes from Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, family owned, operated, and argued over since 1980. More at sierranevada.com.